It is. We can let down our hair. The moon is high and we are lunatics now. It's deep into safe harbor. It's Dark 30.
No.
I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the river Styx.
Abandon all hope.
Daddy gonna give you something to drink now. In the studio with producer Hardwood Forrest Connor, we even have Kelly Forrest Fiance here, and investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. And let me just remind all of you, sure enough, I am going back to Puerto Rico, taking a group of just 13 people on a special expedition April 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th. If you want to be one of those 13 people, you better contact me. If you want all the details, go to paranormalpuertorico.com. I mean, we're going to investigate intense spiritual activity in Old San Juan, including catacombs, miracle sites, and ancient relics. We're going to explore the enchanting rainforest where chupacabras and other creatures have been seen. We're going to wander through underground tunnels and the old forts where pirates were executed. We're going to spend an evening at the place where most UFOs are seen. Enter a mysterious cavern where ancient remains were found. We're going to visit the magical bioluminescent bay where water glows with mystical light. Probably the real fountain of youth, sought by Ponce de Leon. We're going to enjoy the warm waters as you ride the waves of a tropical beach and a lot more. So, again, that's ParanormalPuertoRico.com. And one person who is definitely going to be along for that adventure, just as she was for our Transylvania expedition, is investigator Shelley Wright. What do you think about that, Shelley?
I'm excited.
Now, you visited Puerto Rico briefly many years ago on a cruise ship, right?
Yes.
And so, and the first time I went to Puerto Rico was via a cruise ship. Same for you, right, Forrest?
It was.
And it's just a little taste of San Juan. Now we're going back. We're going to get into the good stuff.
The nitty-gritty.
Yeah. So are you excited about this, Shelley Wright?
I'm excited. Who knows what's going to happen this time?
Well, that's the thing, you know. So much is hopping on that island. So much weirdness. There's no telling what's going to happen. Now, I know that the shop was just stumbling to get by when you were in Transylvania. Are they worried now that you're going to be going to Puerto Rico?
They are, but I think they're very happy that I will only be gone about half the amount of time.
Yeah, that's true. Puerto Rico's a lot closer than Romania.
It is.
I mean, you can be there in a day.
Yes.
You can be back in a day.
Yes.
So how are things going at Wright's Coin Shop?
They are hopping busy.
Mm-hmm.
Just crazy busy. And I have had a lot of listeners come in. I've had a lot of listeners call me, and they're doing exactly what we recommended. Just doesn't matter how little money you have, just start.
And it's funny because I did a little business with you just today.
Yes.
And I barely was able to get my silver from you because somebody came in and just wiped out most of your silver supply, huh?
They did. They did. Luckily, I was able to fill your order. I think I had done it. I was in the middle of it,
mm-hmm.
and I wouldn't let anybody touch anything on my desk until I finished that. And, yeah, you almost missed out.
We're also working on the Wright's Coin Shop website. Finally, we've been talking about that forever.
Yes.
We're going to get it done, we promise.
We promise.
So now people who have no experience whatsoever with gold or silver, don't know what to do, don't know what anything is worth, they can actually just call you up,
mm-hmm.
and you'll talk to them personally and help them.
Definitely. I make it really, really easy.
And it is easy. I mean, it's just as easy as buying anything else.
It is.
Except you need some guidance on, you want to make sure you get a good deal. You call these 800 numbers on a TV commercial, you don't know who you're talking to. They're
right.
They're trying to extract every penny from you. They get your credit card number, who knows how that goes,
exactly.
right?
Exactly, and they are going to try and sell you what they have the most of, and we don't work on commission, so
yeah.
we have no reason to lie to you. We want you to be happy. We want you to come back and see us, and we want you to make money.
How can people contact you, Shelley Wright, at Wright's Coin Shop?
Call me up at 828-298-5402.
Now write this down, everybody. 828-298-5402. And how do they find you if they're in the area?
Come to 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville.
That's 1271 Sweden Creek Road. You're right off of Interstate 40.
Right off of Exit 51.
Okay, easy.
Easy peasy.
There's no reason anybody should at least not contact you first.
Exactly.
If they're going to do it, if they're going to buy some gold and silver, if they want to turn their money into more money, make sure their dollar actually has some staying power.
Exactly.
They need to contact you first, then go and check everybody else out.
Exactly.
But then I know you'll come back to Wright's Coin Shop.
Definitely.
That's what everybody does. So now, Shelley, I don't know. I'm always stretching, you know, for some kind of segue between you to some really heinous, like twisted, disgusting story. And this one happens to be about packing your behind with things again. It's an anal packing story.
Yes.
So now you've never. You don't think that you've ever dealt with product that has been stowed and transported that way?
God, I hope not.
Would you know, you think?
Anything
ever
so.
Come into the shop that's, you know, a little, like, greasy and it just smells bad?
We have had some things that have come in that were like, hey, you need to take care of this and clean it up and make it presentable. And then, I don't mean clean your coins. I mean, they've just brought things in packages that were just not.
Well, a coin is heavy.
Yes.
And you're thinking to yourself, if you were to stuff some coins up there,
yeah.
that would be hard to carry around.
You would think.
But I don't think that happens to be the case because, do you know, a new record has been set. And how much a person can stuff of his behind.
Their mama must be so proud.
They keep records on that?
Yeah, that's the dirty Guinness book, right? That's the dark one. And, you know, let me remind everybody, not for the easily offended, not for the kiddies, but real news stories. This is from New York, probably not surprisingly, come to think of it. Okay, there was a routine traffic stop, and apparently, that's how it often begins, right? And so the officers say that they smelled something like burnt marijuana, and the drivers agreed to a search. They didn't find anything of value during the search, but there was enough probable cause there to take the guys back to police headquarters, where a more thorough search was done. And so one lucky police officer got to bend over one of these guys, 23 years old, and start fishing around. And he found bags of heroin. Now, in this 23-year-old's behind, there was not 10 bags of heroin, not 20, not 50, not 75, 100 bags of heroin.
How big are these bags?
That's what I'm wondering. Like, how big is a bag of heroin? For a new record to be set, however, must be pretty big. 100 of anything sounds like a lot. But this kid, we'll call him. This kid had 100.
No, you call that a man.
Yeah, okay, granted. He's a man now. He's earned it. Actually, well, okay. 100 bags of heroin hidden inside his anus. And you know, the funny thing is, if this guy just was randomly pulled over, he didn't know he was going to get pulled over that day. Is this something he does every day? Was this a low run for him? Was this a high run? Who knows? I bet he's got the runs, though. That's all I can say. That's in New York. Next story. We've got so many Dark 30 stories, I'm going to have to kind of pick up the pace here. No, I got the bell. Yeah, Farce is wrong. Actually, Shelley reminded me. She was like, do we have the Florida bell? I do have the Florida bell, thank goodness. I didn't forget it. We will get around to that. Okay, next story comes to us from Iowa. Wow, you know, it's like, what's going on in Iowa? That seems like just...
Born?
Yeah. Okay, a 24-year-old man has been charged with burglary and theft. He broke into and burglarized a lingerie boutique. And the funny thing is, he did this butt naked. Okay. Now, so already, it's a funny enough story that the guy goes in, he's in a lingerie store, he's naked. But it turns out, They were running video surveillance, and they think that he would have gotten away with ripping off all this lingerie if it weren't for a tattoo on his butt. And that tattoo read Perales, P-E-R-A-L-E-S. I was like, what? What does that mean? So I typed in Perales, and all I could find is that is a place in Spain. So I don't know if it has some other meaning or not, but because this naked man had this tattoo on his behind, suddenly, you know, Dick Tracy was on the job, and they realized that they could track this man down, and it appears that they are they're finding out who did it because he got naked and he had the tattoo. Another reason not to have a tattoo. Now, we were doing a show, Kelly.
Yes, sir.
Last week. Did you hear last week's show?
I wasn't here.
Yeah, but you didn't listen to the podcast? Okay.
Please tell us about it.
We had a tattoo segment, and I was talking about how, you know, one of the reasons that I haven't gotten a tattoo. You have how many tattoos? She's
thinking.
Pausing and thinking. The
Four.
Gears are turning. How many?
Four?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you see, you have totally screwed your options on breaking into any place naked now. They're going to identify you from your tattoos.
But if I don't do anything bad, I don't have anything to worry about.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But at least I could get away with it. See, I could walk in. I'm like the ghost. I would reflect the infrared light. I can make it in and out. Okay, when we come back, we have a story from Louisville, Kentucky, and it involves involves firemen and something nasty. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's Speaking of Strange.
As you stand under the bar light and the band plays some song about forgetting yourself for a while, and the piano's this melancholy soundtrack to her smile. Thinking how things used to be. Dark night. It's a dark night. Dark night.
30 hour. I am Joshua P. Warren, and this is the hour of the program when we dig into the more outrageous and controversial news. Not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. And, before I get back into this this news, let me just remind you guys, we are doing very well with the Sunshine Simple solar generators, and also we're still bringing in money for our Sunshine Simple nonprofit foundation. Go to sunshinesimple.com. That is sunshinesimple.com. If you want to learn more about the world's most powerful solar generator for the best price, because that is precisely what it is. I don't know how long it will be that. The technology is continuing to speed ahead. So far, we've had great success, and everybody is very happy. SunshineSimple.com. Okay, back to some of the news here on the Dark 30 Hour of Speaking of Strange. Turn off the radio if you're easily offended or there are kids around. These are real news stories. Here's one from Louisville, Kentucky. This one begins, a 27-year-old man apparently got drunk in Louisville. Okay, a lot of stories start that way. And he broke into a nearby firehouse. When firefighters went to investigate the sound of broken glass, they found him standing over the gear and enjoying himself.
Very happy with the gear.
Yeah. He brought his own hose to the party, and he was putting out a fire of some kind, or starting one, depending on how you want to look at it. Now, can you imagine what a bunch of big, burly firefighters must have thought and probably did once they found a drunk guy standing there disrespecting their equipment like that? It probably wasn't a pretty picture.
Boy.
In Kentucky. In Louisville, Kentucky. They detained him. And, of course, the police arrived and said, why? Why were you doing this? The best part of a policeman's job. Why were you doing this? His response, quote, because I wanted to. End quote. Fair enough, they say. So he's been charged with burglary, public intoxication, and what they call criminal mischief. Next story from San Diego, California. San Diego police released surveillance video that shows two people who have broken into a Hooters restaurant. Now, what would you do if you broke into Hooters, Forrest?
Well, I mean, you're going in pairs anyway, so.
You have any idea, ladies, what if you had your moment to just rampage a Hooters, what do you think you might do?
We would never rampage a Hooters.
Thank you. I have to agree with Alan.
It says here that, these guys apparently were caught breaking into what they thought was an ATM. Okay, fine. Turns out it was a jukebox. These idiots are in Hooters breaking into a jukebox thinking it's an ATM. A 5-foot-tall jukebox with the restaurant's logo there. And so these guys in their late 20s, so they're in trouble. Here's the one that I was chuckling at earlier. This is from Africa. I'm not exactly sure how to read this. This is a story about a mayor in Africa They say he's from an area called a Western Cape, and he's in trouble for allegedly sending pornographic pictures to one of his deputies. And the picture that he sent, which has now been taken into evidence, is a picture of the mayor's, his very firm authority, covered in cream and decorated with a strawberry.
How festive.
Can we call it a candy cane? It's not Christmas time.
Just call it his Western Cape.
I mean, it's bad enough when you do an Anthony Weiner and you accidentally, you know, send that towering stalk of democracy off to some unsuspecting person. But when it's covered with whipped cream with a strawberry on it, that's kind of the icing on the cake, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
So, the respect for the mayor has dropped dramatically in that town of Africa. Next story, West Covina, California. Police have arrested a 19-year-old woman on suspicion of indecent exposure after she stripped nude at a park and began practicing yoga. Okay. Officers arrived. She was fully nude, just, you know, doing yoga. Okay, works for me. Seems like one of the things one could get away with in the nude.
Yeah.
Here is one from Sonora, California. Says two senior citizens are in trouble. A 72-year-old woman and a 62-year-old man were caught naked and having sex in a car parked in the lot of a barbecue restaurant. They showed up at Doc's Texas Barbecue and Burgers, ordered chicken. And then started providing their own pork in full view of other customers. Authorities were called and found the two engaged there, and, they were given tickets. 72 and 62 at the barbecue joint. Anytime you make love at the barbecue joint, you're probably getting up in the years, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, finally we have one from Daytona Beach, Florida. There are some weeks where we have nothing but Florida stories, other weeks where, you know, it's a little bit more scant, a little bit more scarce. Officials said a 30-year-old woman was driving down the road, and she and her boyfriend were getting a little affectionate. She told the investigating trooper that she and her boyfriend were a little amorous and that they lost control of their vehicle and drove right into a house. Yeah. Slammed right into the side. Fortunately, it was an unoccupied home, but the vehicle went all the way through the house. So the dude was definitely hitting the accelerator.
And this was in Ray Central, Florida. Daytona Beach.
Daytona Beach, Florida.
Was Carl Edwards driving?
The impact was so dramatic, the pressure blew a window out in another part of the house. Debris was flying everywhere. Fortunately, nobody was hurt. That was quite a climax. Okay. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, we have a story from Gastonia, North Carolina. That's just right down the road. It's the Dark 30 Hour when we tell you what's going on in the more twisted and, controversial world of the media. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the program where the unusual becomes usual. It's called Speaking of Strange. And controversial news. Not for the kiddies. Not for the easily offended. Turn off the radio if that includes you and your associates. It just gets worse from here. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is Speaking of Strange. You know, we're broadcasting from Asheville, North Carolina. How far away is Gastonia, Forrest?
Right at 100 miles.
Okay. A couple hours down the road. A woman in Gastonia has, she's gotten in trouble for apparently breaking into a house and stealing pornographic DVDs and a shirt.
And a shirt.
And a shirt.
And a shirt.
A blue thermal shirt and porn DVDs. Everything's been valued at just $147. And now she's been taken to the Gaston County Jail and assigned a $25,000 secured bond. How about that? Still $147 worth of porn and a shirt, and now you got a $25,000 bond. How stupid are people? It's remarkable. Shelley, what is the dirtiest bathroom you've ever been into in your life? Anything spring into your head? Anything come to mind?
The Asheville Mall Dillard's store.
Really?
Yes. I haven't been in there in years. Hopefully they've cleaned things up.
You've been to Romania and you didn't find a bathroom dirtier than the Asheville Mall?
Well, if we expand it to Romania,
yeah.
Oh, God, yes.
Tell us about the ladies' restrooms in Romania.
Well, you're very lucky if there's toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
You are extremely lucky if there is a toilet seat.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's just, it's not a good situation.
So when there's no toilet seat, you just have to hover.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you really have to go, you have to hover.
I think they should put straps on the wall.
To hold on, I agree.
Yeah, so you can just lean back. That would work well for a men's room as well, I think. You know, there are a lot of occasions when you don't want to sit down. If you would that, could I be a billionaire if I come up with the bathroom strap? Yeah. You just bolt it in, and you lean back, and you do your business. Or I've also thought, you know, one of my brilliant inventions is a walking stick, and it's got, you know, it's got a spike on the end, and you spike it in the ground, and you have a handle, and you lean back on it, and you take a dump. What do you think? Brilliant or not? It's for nature. When you're out high. Actually, you know what? Here's the advanced model. The advanced model screws apart into two sticks, and you stick them both in the ground, and you lean back on them, and, you know.
Well, how about you put a roll of toilet paper on that stick also?
Now, I'm going to hire you as head of my engineering department. You unscrew your toilet paper off the top. You unscrew it into two pieces. You lean back on it like you're about to ski down a ski slope or something. You squat. You do your business. And if we wanted to get ultra advanced, maybe we could have like a drinking straw that is long enough to fit under there, and you blow through it. And next thing you know, you have your own little portable bidet.
Okay.
I don't see why we don't have more bidets in this country anyway, frankly. It seems like a very civilized thing to me. You know, here we are, we send a man to the moon, but no, you got to just take a piece of paper and wipe your behind with that. It doesn't make sense to me. Well, here's a story about a porta potty. Porta potties are always nasty, aren't they? Purcell, Oklahoma. Investigators found a porta potty in the middle of a golf course that, as it turns out, is a mini meth lab. How about that? Somebody set up a porta potty at a golf course and was using it as a meth lab. They say, quote, undercover drug agents diffused the mini meth lab. And they noticed strange sports drink bottles with chemicals inside the porta potty. And they say they were using the shake and bake method, which I don't know what that means exactly, but, you know, so be it. Albany, New York. Headline, woman undressed in front of elementary school assembly. Albany police arrested an elementary school parent for exposing herself during a school assembly. The 24-year-old parent got onto the stage during an assembly in the school's cafeteria, began to dance. At first, she was just dancing with the students. They say, well, it wasn't an expected part of the routine, but she wasn't doing anything inappropriate at first. But then things quickly went in the wrong direction, and suddenly she stepped to the front of the group and threw off her coat and began to strip. And within seconds, staff at the academy rushed the stage, and they ushered her quickly off, charged her with public lewdness. Sounds like a good show to me. Next story from France, Rouen, France, says here a class in a French nursery school was left to watch a hardcore porn film for several minutes. Authorities are saying this was, quote, an extremely regrettable accident, end quote.
Of course.
The children, aged between 3 and 5, were expecting to watch a cartoon. Instead, the teacher clicked on the wrong file and left the room. 5 minutes later, the teacher realized the mistake. Shocked kids reported the incident, and now the teacher, the female teacher, by the way, is facing disciplinary action. We're just blazing right through these, aren't we? I told you I have a stack here. Now, this one... This is gross. Okay. You know how it's funny when you read these stories enough over time, you start to see patterns emerge. We've seen this before. Here's one from Farmington, New Mexico. Farmington police are searching for a man who threw a white substance, which has been identified, and it's what you're thinking it is, on two women at Walmart. Police said he appears to be a Native American man between 5'3 and 5'6, weighing about 165 pounds in his 30s or early 40s. They say he arbitrarily chose his female victims. So this Native American man is throwing this stuff on women. And you know what? Just last night I was watching TV, and there was a comedian talking about this story. And he said now these women can actually claim their 1/16th Cherokee. And I'll just let that lay right there. Right there where it landed. Oh, man. But you know what? It's a trend. Because here we have this story from Chandler, Arizona. It says here, and this is the headline, a man is accused of spraying people in the face with quote-unquote holy water. Says a Chandler man was arrested on assault charges after he sprayed two people in the face with a homemade liquid he called holy water. Police said the 36-year-old man sprayed two men with a thick, dark yellow liquid in an apartment complex parking lot there. And he told them that it was holy water and that it contained vegetable oil, bleach, and Tabasco sauce. That's what he says it was. He was going around spraying everything. I say cars, shrubs, and then he starts spraying people in the face. They are analyzing it right now to determine what the actual makeup of this holy water is, this thick, dark, yellow liquid. Is there a connection? I don't know. We're coming up on a break. I've got two stories I've saved for the end. One is from Las Vegas, Nevada. And the other is from Michigan. And they're both certainly twisted in their own little way. That's why I saved them for the end. And that's why we call this the Dark 30 Hour, when we dig into the more outrageous and controversial news. Stuff that, you know, it's not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended, but stuff that is actually out there in the news cycle. If you think we're making this stuff up, go to speakingofstrange.com. Go to our Facebook page, and usually Mr. Mobius does a good job of posting links to these stories so that you can see our sources for yourself. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and we'll wrap this program up right after this. the final minutes of tonight's Speaking of Strange, the Dark 30 Hour. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. Keep in mind, if you go to joshuapwarren.com, you can see an interview I did with Michael Rivera inside of his home, and I also have some audio clips there you can listen to, and information on the upcoming expedition. I'm taking 13 people to Puerto Rico in April. There is no period after the P, joshuapwarren.com. So, yeah, we call this the Dark 30 Hour because, you know, we save it for late at night when we presume, you know, what's safe harbor. We tell everybody, don't listen if you're easily offended, if there are kids around, you know, just turn off the radio, tune back in 5 minutes or whatever, and, you know, you'll probably hear something a little more family-friendly. But it's our duty, our responsibility to report to you the more twisted side of media that you don't hear so much about in the mainstream world, but stories that are nonetheless apparently legitimate. Here's one from Las Vegas, Nevada. A woman has been arrested there on a charge of gross lewdness. This woman, 23 years old, has been arrested because apparently Las Vegas police officers around 11 a.m. actually witnessed this woman in her yard getting it on with a pit bull. So, you know, I always find it amazing that it's weird enough when people are doing it with a dog. But a pit bull, you know, that particular breed pops up more frequently than not. And I wouldn't want a pit bull anywhere near my junk. As a matter of fact, I have had a pit bull near my junk. I almost lost it to a pit bull one night. You know, I could feel the breeze from his jaws clamping just before his owner pulled back on the chain. So that would not be my first choice, but we will not get into the best choice because I've gotten into trouble for talking about that before. 23 years old, she's in the yard with a pit bull. The officers walk into her yard, and she says, "Oh, hi," and continues with the dog. Police said she appeared to be on drugs or mentally ill. Okay. And upon questioning, she told the officers that she has a bipolar disorder. They claim that she says she didn't know her name, the year, or the name of the president. Officers gave her a blanket to cover her body, and they later gave her some clothing, and animal control officers took the dog. That's what's happening in Vegas. Hey, if it's going to happen anywhere, may as well be Vegas. And last story of the night is from Michigan, of all places. According to thesmokinggun.com, a man has, a Michigan cop, they say, has uttered a line never previously recorded in a police report. The Michigan cop reported in a 911 call that in a park he had seen, quote, a subject in a silver car sucking on a dildo, end quote. Upon investigation, the police department located a Ford Fusion being driven by a 67-year-old man. They looked in, and they sure enough they saw the piece of evidence. What's that, Forrest? Do you have...
No.
So they asked him, you know, well, what are you doing here? And his response was simply enough, fittingly enough, "I'm sorry, I have a problem." End quote. And I think that goes for most of the people that we read about and the Dark 30 Hour. And I believe that's going to do it for this edition of the program. I thank Brian Hall, Forrest Connor, John Anderson, Mobius, and Kuka. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. Until next time, we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter. And barring a ball game, tune in next week for a brand new one. You are...